Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
All right. Hi, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me for Tradio.
I'm happy to be here.
Good. Happy to have you. So, everyone, as you know, very likely, Tradio is our buy-sell trade program. So you can call in with a message. It's also a good time for a PSA if you're kind of a nonprofit organization, too, or about events coming up. Kind of looks like we're off on a running start. We already have a caller on line one, and you are on the air.
Well, good morning. It's Sally calling from Sons of Norway.
Hi, Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Hi. Just letting people know that we do a bingo this week, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody come out and play and have a good time. It's open to the community. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7.
Okay.
The only food menu item I've come up with so far is monkey bread.
Oh, that's always such a hit, though.
I know. I like it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also wanted to remind people that next Saturday, a week from this Saturday, is Oktoberfest. Open to the public at 10 till 3 in the Parks and Rec gym. And we've got lots of happy, excited vendors signed up for this, and nonprofits and quilters, and it's going to be a great thing. We've got people filled up in the activity room for food, including the Muskeg Mullers are doing the taco salads this year. We're going to give that a whirl. That'll be interesting. I'm kind of excited about it myself. I love chopping 24 heads of lettuce and stuff like that.
Wow, that sounds delightful.
I hope so. Anyway, it's open to the public. Come on and see us. Vendors start loading in about 8, and the public is welcome in at 10.
And what's the actual date of that Saturday?
Robin, it's the 25th.
The 25th, okay.
Yeah, and then a third hat. The quilters have their annual quilt show up at the Lutheran Church Sanctuary. We're draping them on the pews again, and it should be a lovely show. At the end of the Parks and Rec hallway, heading towards the PHS gym, they will have their silent auction and small quilt sale also. And usually a good portion of that goes to a local charity and also to bring a teacher in next year.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Those are great events coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be a really happy, happy time. And I understand the Viking Swim Club big auction annual thing is also that evening. So it's a really busy weekend next weekend.
It's a whirlwind, I know.
I know. One other side note about the quilt show up at the church. The Oktoberfest closes at 3, but the quilt show stays open till 4. So that vendors and people that were shopping can still head up to the church and take a peek at all the quilts.
Okay, great.
Put that extra hour in there.
Okay, and then you were saying that the small quilt sale and the silent auction is where at in the community gym?
It's at that open space kind of down between the Parks and Rec gym and the PHS gym. There's another set of doors down there that they keep closed, and little equipment kind of hanging around down there, but the quilters have a spot.
Okay. All right. I was so busy writing that I kind of had missed that detail, so. Anyway, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sally.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having Tradio.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. And unfortunately, Robin, no rest for the wicked, but we do have another caller online, too.
Good morning. This is Leah Collin. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, Leah.
Doing good.
Good. Good. Hey, thanks for running the PSA for the Petersburg Friends and Neighbors meeting happening tonight, potluck 5:30. Meeting starts at 6. I am also calling to let people know about the No Czars, No Kings rally happening this Saturday, October 18th at noon, corner of Haugen and Nordic. Bring your bells, bring your USA flags, signs, or just bring yourself. And we want to make sure that people know, as part of a registered indivisible group, as Petersburg Friends and Neighbors is, we are committed to peaceful protest and expect all attendees to do the same. So, of course, hope it goes without saying, no weapons, etc. Our town's pretty good about kind of letting us do our thing, and, you know, they, some people maybe quietly protest from the cars, and that's okay. They have the right to do that, too. So we're there to protect all of that. So hope to see you there. And probably will be rainy and cold, so dress for the weather.
All right. And that's by the by that corner with the totem poles, is that right?
You got it. Cool. That's exactly right. Yep.
Okay. And then
we'll have some sign making material there too. And if you could keep that in your rotation for the next couple of days for PSAs, we'd appreciate it.
Okay. And then the meeting tonight with the potluck at 5:30 and the meeting at 6 is located where?
That's at the Petersburg Library in the community room.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Leah.
All right. Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Have a good one. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. And then we do have another caller on line 3. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. This is Ann calling for, well, I'm calling for the Petersburg Humane Association.
Hi, Ann.
We have two fantastic brother kittens that are available for adoption. They were born the end of March, so that's April, May, June, July, August. They're about 6.5 months old,
mm-hmm.
and they're both fixed, neutered, and they're both current on shots, and they've been fostered in a home, so they're really well-adjusted to children and being handled, and they get along with dogs. And if anybody is interested in adopting, there's a $65 adoption fee.
Which is a great deal.
It's a pretty dang good deal.
Yeah.
So if anybody is interested in adopting, they can call our cell phone at 907-518-1091.
907-518-1091.
Yes, and they'll be directed to fill out an application on our website, from our website, and print it out and send us a picture, and we will review your application.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been in foster, I think, for 3 months now, so they're really ready to, all ready for their new home.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and also there's pictures of them on our Facebook page.
Oh, that's great. And that's just the Petersburg Humane Association Facebook page.
Yes. And then for me, I'm calling about this wonderful little dog I have for adoption here. She's from Bethel. She's was a sled dog, a little sled dog. She just turned 7, and she's, you can see pictures of her on my Facebook page. I'm looking for a real special home for her. She's a real sweetheart, real good dog. But need a home where she has some real responsible owners, maybe no little kids. Responsible teens would be good. Or she needs a home where she can get a lot of attention. She wants all the attention and love. And she just needs to learn a little bit about living her whole new life that's so different than being tied in a sled dog yard in Bethel.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
To get out of Bethel. All of these dogs that we've brought down to Petersburg this last year all would have been stuck up in there in that terrible storm.
Oh, yes.
So she's here. She's in Petersburg. The only adoption fee is paying for her ticket down here, which I think was $135. She weighs 38 pounds. She doesn't bark. She's fixed, current on shots, beautiful shiny coat with brown hints. Just a real good dog, needs work with a leash walking. She's not an off-leash dog, at least not at this point. She doesn't have good recall or anything yet, unless she's in a fenced area.
Right.
But anyway, I've had her for a couple months. I was holding out for a home in Juneau that I thought was going to work out, but it might not. So I'm advertising her again in town. Anybody who's interested or wants to know more can text me, 907-650-7811, or comment on my message me on Facebook.
Okay, well, thanks, Anne. I hope you find a nice home for that dog.
Yeah, her name is Saskia.
Saskia, really beautiful name.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Anne.
Bye.
All right, so we have a little lull in callers. And just to put it out there, anyone, if you have anything to buy, sell, or trade, you can call in at 907-772-3808, and we'll put you on the air. Well done, Robin. Your hand is working fast. I'm almost seeing smoke coming out of the page, you know. Very diligent note taker over here.
Yeah, it's pretty sloppy, so no one else can probably read it. And sometimes I'm sitting here and I try and do a rundown and I can't read my own stuff.
Well, maybe it's like the, you know, Da Vinci shorthand where it's backwards and upside down, so no one steals your great ideas.
I don't know. I'm such a visual person, and I have this visual in my head of the alphabet, and I raced along looking for the letter to form it. I don't know. That's just how my brain works.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you'll see a lot of little scribbles because then my hand had gotten ahead of my brain. Anyway, it's very interesting.
There's a question of who's leading who, right?
Yes. And I probably just shared too much about myself. So, anyway, let's start with a little rundown here we're
Well, I actually have something that I'm in search of.
Okay.
And it's a little bit of a shot in the dark. But if anyone has a old film camera that they would be willing to sell to me, I like fixing them up. I like to tinker around, so even if it doesn't work, I would be keen. And so if you know that you have one kicking around and would be wanting to get rid of it, I'd be willing to pay for it. And even if it doesn't work, that's all right, too. And preferably a film camera that takes kind of the 35.
Right, you're looking for an old 35 millimeter camera,
yeah.
And I might be able to help you out with that.
Oh, wow.
I might even have several choices.
What? Well, yeah.
But anyway, if anybody else wants to jump on that before I can dig out mine to show you, how do they contact you, Isaiah?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. My number is 907-518-1288. And if you wanted to chat to me in person, I will be here at the station. So you can always come say hi at the KFSK studios. Anyway, I just thought I'd get that out there because it is a fun hobby of mine. And I just like how physical and analog they are. I don't get mixed up in the kind of electronics of it, which is perhaps a bit antiquated.
I think, you know, sometimes that's the better way.
Maybe. It will be seen.
Yes,
perhaps.
Yeah.
If the pendulum will swing back towards analog,
possibly. But uh-huh. It's very fun to develop, you know, your own pictures too.
Yeah,
and
I've done that a few times actually, where you know, my university had a dark room, and so I would go in and I'd do some. I will say I had such an awful moment where I was developing film, and then I forgot to leave my phone outside of the room, and then like a notification pinged up and just ruined it.
Oh.
And so that was like this heart-dropping moment. And I was like, what am I doing here? So anyway, I'm sure that's happened to other people in their lives. But it is fun. I do like to develop.
Yeah,
I don't have any chemicals up here, though. And they're pretty specific. I don't know if they would fly in at all. Anyway, this is a question.
Anyway.
Join us for more cultural critique. You know. Okay, well, while we've been yapping, there's actually another caller on line one. You are on the air.
Hi, I'm looking for some yarn. It can be either the skein or the little remnant balls. Preferably acrylic, but I will entertain wool. I'm looking for some Christmas yarn, you know, the variegated red, green, white. I make hats and donate them to the different civic organizations that sell or give away hats at their functions. And I make no money off of this. I don't want anybody to think I do. But my phone number is 738-2447. And I don't want to sound like a broken record.
Well, and is that an area code 907?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck, and I got everything down, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, and we have a call for Yarn out there, too. So shall we do a little rundown?
Sure.
Maybe a slow rundown, so if people kind of can come in and have things to say, they can still catch us.
Well, I'm going to try and not add to my notes this time like I did the last time I was here. Anyway, Sally from the Suns called to remind everybody, bingo on Friday. The doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. So far on the menu for the snack for that night is monkey bread. So sometimes she adds to that, maybe when she calls in on Friday for Tradio, you know, who knows?
Anything could happen.
Yes. Also, she wanted to remind everybody about Oktoberfest coming up Saturday, the 25th of October. It's in the Parks and Rec Gym. It's from 10 to 3. There's a lot of local artists, nonprofits. There'll be food. It's always a great event. Always a good time. Lots of variety of things there. And at the same time will be the annual quilt show at the Lutheran Church. However, that will go until 4 p.m. on that Saturday. And they also have a small quilt sale and silent auction in the area of the community gym that is between the... It's kind of an open area between the high school gym and before you get to the community gym part, the gymnasium. I'm not saying that very well.
I'm understanding.
Okay.
And if they get a little lost, then who knows? You know, that might be a fun adventure.
I don't think you'll get lost.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. Down the rabbit hole that is the Parks and Rec building, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And Leah called with the Friends and Neighbors local group. They're having a meeting tonight, 5:30. Potluck, and the meeting starts at 6. That'll be at the Petersburg Library in the community room. And also wanted to talk about the No Kings protest Saturday on the 18th at noon on the corner of Hagen and Nordic Drive. That is a peaceful protest. If you have more questions, you can give Leah a call at 518-0590. Course, that is, they have sign making materials and other things there. Anne from the Humane Association called, and she has two brother kittens that are up for adoption. They were born at the end of March, so they're about 6.5 months old. They're neutered, they're current on their shots. They have been fostered, so they are adjusted to a home with children and other dogs. There is a $65 adoption fee. There are pictures on the Petersburg Humane Association's Facebook page. If you're interested in adopting, you can call 907-518-1091, and you will probably be directed to the application, which you can print out, fill out, and then you can take a picture of it, and your application would be reviewed for adoption. Anne also has at her home... a little sled dog from Bethel. She's 7 years old. You can see a picture of her on Anne's Facebook page. And there's a $135 adoption fee for that. Again, the dog is fixed, current on their shot. She weighs about 38 pounds. She's not an off-leash dog. Her name is Saska. She just needs lots of attention and love, but a real sweet dog. You can... message Anne on Facebook, or you can text her at 907-650-7811. Isaiah here at the station is in search of an old film camera, preferably a 35mm. You can text him at 907-518-1288 or stop by KFSK. And we have another caller who is in search of the variegated Christmas yarn. It could be a skein or a remnant. She prefers the acrylic. that red, green, and white yarn is what she's looking for. She makes hats for donations. And her number is 907-738-2447.
Wow.
And I didn't hear the phone ring.
I didn't hear the phone ring, too. I think that was a good round out.
Okay.
And, you know, while you were talking, there was one thing that I was reminded of is I saw a poster for a performance of Dracula, I think in Petersburg in the beginning of November. And I saw this lovely poster. It's got this amazing art on it, but I didn't see on the poster where the event was held. So if anyone knows about that, come let us know at the station and we can put out a little PSA for you about that Dracula performance. So anyway, that just occurred to me.
Okay.
Anyway, well, thank you, Robin, for helping me host Tradio this Wednesday. And folks, if you missed us and realizing that you have something to buy, sell, trade, you can call again on Friday. We'll be doing the same thing at 9 a.m. And thanks for tuning in. We'll turn to some music right after these messages and the health tip from PMC.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.